Will Islamic law come to Kenya? A partnership in Burkina Faso yields future ministry, and a gift catalog makes a difference for eternity. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. With a presidential election coming December 27th, reports indicate Sharia law may be on the table in Kenya. The opposition candidate and frontrunner, Raila Odinga, has signed a memorandum of understanding with local Muslims. However, Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton isn't sure what this means.
We do know there was a signed agreement with Muslim leaders. We don't know if that had to do with, for sure, pushing for Sharia, or if it was simply kind of a goodwill gesture that there wouldn't be discrimination as a way to try to lure those votes.
Sharia law could have a negative impact on Christians. One-third of the population there are considered Muslims. According to Nettleton,
I think Kenya is at a crossroads. The Muslim population there is growing. There is this push for political power for Muslims. Now, whether that is going to lead, you know, in the short term to Sharia law, I have a hard time foreseeing that. In the long term, it's hard to say what might happen.
Next, in the last few years, persecution against Christians in India has been on the increase. Anti-Christian sentiment is at an all-time high. Founder and president of Gospel for Asia, K.P. Yohannan, says 2007 has been a very violent year for believers.
There has not been any single week during this year that we didn't have to report some missionary beaten up, abused in the hospital. Even some of our sisters being abused and beaten up.
Which isn't typical. Unfortunately, Yohannan doesn't expect that to change in 2008. Why? Yohannan says Matthew 10 is pretty clear.
Jesus promised this was going to happen. More people are coming to Christ, and we'll see greater amount of persecution. Satan knows his time is very, very short, and he will intensify persecution.
GFA is proactively training college and seminary students to be ready for it. You're listening to Mission Network News. A short-term team from HCJB Global was in Burkina Faso last month, building into future ministry. They teamed up with a fast-growing non-radio outreach that helps orphans and widows. The group needed a new dormitory, classrooms, and some job training. Team members also shared their personal testimonies and showed the Jesus film and got a great response. Another team is slated for July 2008, with plans for a second center for widows and orphans in another village. Meanwhile, for the first time, Far East Broadcasting Company has compiled a Christmas gift catalog for those who want to reach out this year through one of their programs. Esther Dixon says there's something for everyone.
We ended up with 9 different projects from all over the world. Things like, you know, radios that you can gift to people in remote areas, to building a house for a needy family, to sponsoring airtime.
Every gift goes to a country where FEBC programming is available, which means buyers can be sure that
the family will also receive a radio, along with instructions of how to listen to our broadcasts. And there's follow-up going on. There's a chance to listen to our gospel broadcast. And so we know that ultimately that's our goal, to share the love of Christ with them and therefore make an eternal difference in their life as well.
Many churches and Bible studies have ordered presents as a group. To look at their catalog online, go to our website. And Opportunity International, along with 3 of the world's leading Christian microenterprise organizations, are seeing success in their latest project. The team launched a microfinance bank for the poor in Rwanda 2 months ago. Since then, they've seen steady progress toward rebuilding and reunification in the community. The Urwego Opportunity Microfinance Bank of Rwanda underscores the ministry's commitment to Christ's call in serving the poor. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You have clean, safe drinking water, but 1 billion people around the world don't. This Christmas, International Aid wants to give you a water bottle. It's a great reminder of the physical need for clean water linked to the spiritual need for living water. Get your free water bottle at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.